Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast series. This is the Second Year Experience podcast. Thank you all for joining us today. Today we'll be discussing the topic of finding me time. This podcast will explore how you've been able to find time for self-care, hobbies, and fun amidst being a student at UCSD. So yeah, we'll be talking about different pastimes, any hobbies that our student staff has. So today in the room, we have Melanie and Jasmine, which are two of our 2YE mentors. So I'll give them the space to quickly introduce themselves. Please share your name, your year, major, college, and hometown.
Hello, everyone. I'm Melanie. I'm a third year. I'm a public health major with a concentration in medicine sciences, and I have a minor in psychology. My college is Muir, and my hometown is San Diego.
Thank you,
Hi,
Melanie.
everyone. Hi, everyone. I'm Jasmine. I'm a second year in Muir College. I'm a literature writing major, and my hometown is Miami, Florida.
Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Melanie. So, in the spirit of being in the new year, being in the new quarter, being in week three, I kind of want to have some time for us to reflect on any goals that we have for ourselves, whether that be in the beginning of this, for the beginning of this quarter, for the beginning of this year. Have you done any reflection from last quarter, last year, any changes you want to make? So yeah, just essentially, what is a goal that you have for yourself? And I can start off. One of the goals that I have for myself is to find more hobbies. I feel like I have more free time now than I have had in the past couple of years, and I don't know what to do with that time sometimes. So I kind of just don't do anything. So a goal I have for me this year is to really like find more hobbies, get back into some old hobbies. I used to really like to draw and paint and go out and take walks, and I really want to start getting back into that. I'll popcorn it to Melanie.
For me, a goal that I have for myself is to stay consistent with everything that I got going on, because I feel like I'm either I focus too much on one thing and then I stop focusing on one thing, or like I do more of one. Yeah, so kind of just being consistent all around. And then go ahead, Jasmine.
I'd say for myself, I really want to write more because I feel like being a writing major, I'm always writing for class and in class. But I think like it's very important to write intuitively, and like when I have an idea, I should like stick by it because it's like the what Leslie said about like having a creative outlet as a hobby. You have to like really, really be consistent with the time that you dedicate to it. And it's a bit hard sometimes. So I want to change that this year. Yeah, for sure. Thank you both for sharing. Hopefully we stay consistent with our goals and try to make, be more consistent and make more time for ourselves. And along those lines, I want to ask y'all, what do you like to do for self-care? And how do you choose to, wind down and relax? Or what are some hobbies that you like to practice?
I can go ahead and go. Something that I like to do for self-care is to just read or just like sit in my bed and do nothing, because I feel like doing nothing and just letting my thoughts free in my head gives me like just peace. So if it's not that, then I'm either reading. And when do I choose to wind down and relax? I feel like when life is the most chaotic, I just kind of like take a step back and I'm like, let me just relax for right now and then I'll deal with the fire behind me. So, yeah, I would say that's what I tend to do.
Yeah, what kind of books do you like to read, or what is a current book that you're reading now?
A current book that I'm reading right now is A Little Life. I don't know the author off the top of my head, but I'm still barely getting into it, so I don't know what it's about yet. 'Cause I don't like to read like the back of the book part where it like explains, does like a summary about it. I get like a full surprise. So
Oh, okay.
yeah, I don't know what it's about, but that's the book that I've been reading.
Okay, so that's how you kind of go into books. You kind of just go in blindly and
Yeah.
you're just like, okay, the cover and the title.
Like I'll hear recs from like people and then
Oh,
like if the recs are good, then I'll be like, okay, I'll give it a try. But it's not
okay.
like,
Gotcha.
yeah.
Okay, cool. Jasmine, what about you? How do you practice self-care?
I think more recently my self-care has been like talking to people and like just like I don't know if you guys have heard of the term like yapping that like is going around, but just like talking for the sake of talking and just like not shutting up. I think that is how like I've been able to wind down and relax. Just like there has been a lot of chaos going on, and I think that like I constantly need to like talking to people and like hearing about other people's days and like being in touch with others is kind of a way for me to like remind myself that there's like communities of people that like are just there to have fun and like to gossip and like do little silly girl things. I think a way of self-care for me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love to yap away. Is there anyone that you like to talk to, anyone that you give a call to, a friend maybe?
Yeah, I have a best friend named Camille who I like make time every day to just like talk to about like just things that are just like I don't know, it reminds me of like being in middle school and like just having like a friend that you talk to at lunch and it's like just silliness.
Yeah, that's always nice to have. Do they come to UCSD as well, or are they a hometown friend?
They are at UCSD.
Oh, okay, cool. It was nice to have them close. Yeah, okay. So also wondering about what y'all's current schedule looks like. I know that you both are full-time students, you both have a job. So I'm sure your schedule can get pretty packed, but I'm just wondering, is it busy? Is your schedule consistent? Is it all over the place? What does that look like for you this winter quarter?
I could start answering that question. Mine is like pretty busy. I have three classes and I also like work outside of UCSD, like off campus. And yeah, it's been like pretty, I'd say all over the place, but I think I get better like acclimated to things and better adjusted like each passing week.
My schedule is consistent but all over the place. I feel like, well, my Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're like I have meetings back to back to back or like classes back to back, which gets a little bit draining. But then my Mondays and Wednesdays, I just go to work from like 8 to 2. So I have like all the afternoon kind of free. So that kind of helps balance the overwhelmingness that I have from Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Fridays, I have nothing going on. So that kind of also is like what I look forward to every week.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
so nice to have most of your Friday free and then the weekend right after that.
Yeah.
And do you both, I know Melanie, you live off campus. Jasmine, do you live off campus as well?
Yeah, I also live off campus and I have since like my first year.
Oh, okay. So what is the what is the commute been also factoring in the commute into your schedule?
I think that like a lot of commuter students could relate to like UCSD is a very difficult campus to commute to, and like for me, I park in like the D lots, which is pretty far from like where my classes are, so it's always like planning 1 hour bef like 1 hour ahead of time. So if my class is like 9:30, I wake up at 7 and get out of the house by like 8 to get to my class like at 9:30 because traffic is horrible and then like parking is a thing.
Yeah.
So commuting definitely like forces you to get up early and like plan your day as soon as you're up.
Yeah, I second that. I feel it's rough being a commuter, especially like just timing wise, because I feel like everyone on campus, people like they can wake up 5 minutes before their class and they'll make it, but commuters need to like literally plan like 2 days ahead to make sure that you're there. It's so like it has its perks, but then it's just like timing, it would be the issue.
Right. And as you both shared, you both have pretty busy schedules. So how are you both balancing all that?
I can go ahead. I would say hold on. Jasmine, do you want to go?
I'll go. I think that balancing it is very difficult, and I think that's what I've realized like the past couple of weeks. I think that communication is a good part of it. Like if it's like hard to balance things, or if you're like trying your best but there's things that are like slipping through your fingers to say, it's important to like let people know, especially like people that you are like have responsibilities with, or professors and people that you work with, like being a bit honest with what you feel comfortable with and being like, hey, I have these other commitments and I'm like trying my best to balance everything, but I'm not like succeeding completely. So, yeah, communication's a big thing. I think also it's very like stereotypical, but a planner is good. And I know people use like Google Calendar, and I'm just like refuse to use Google Calendar because I don't know why. I think I want to be different so bad, but eventually I'm gonna give it and use Google Calendar. So yeah, that
Yeah,
probably will help.
those are good. No, those are good tips. I think a lot of students are, and I'm guilty of this as well, like being shy and being scared to talk to professors and PAs. But they're more understanding than you think, and they are, at the end of the day, they're also just people. So as long as you communicate your needs for the quarter, for that week, for that day, it's likely that they'll be understanding. Melanie, do you use Google Calendar? Is there do you
I
use a planner?
do.
Is there a system that you use to stay on top of your deadlines and everything?
Google Calendar. So I don't use Google Calendar for like my whole days. Like I know people like write like their full on like every hour block. I don't like to do that because then that overwhelms me. So I just write like the important dates on my Google Calendar. But then I also have a weekly planner, where that's where I like write everything, like my day from every hour that I have to go. And like the thing that keeps me going is being able to like cross it out. I was like, yeah, I completed that. And then, yeah, that's what I do. That's how I balance it.
Yeah, Jasmine, do you have that same feeling when you get to cross something off your planner?
Yeah, I think that like having like writing it down definitely helps, and like having it in front of me and like physically seeing it helps. I don't cross things off though. I should, but I'm just kind of just like mentally just like, oh, I already did that. And then I close the book and then I go about my day.
Okay, two different approaches. But yeah, I mean, it works for both of you. It's gotten you this far, you know? And hopefully you're able to stay consistent with it throughout this quarter and this year. But yeah, I also wanted to ask you all, like, how do you make time for your pastimes? I know in your schedules, you're obviously factoring school work deadlines. Do you also factor in some time to do any activities, or is it kind of just like as it comes basis? And on that note, like, what kind of activities do you like to do?
One of my favorite pastimes is hanging out with friends, and something that's been like working for my friend group is hanging out every week, which seems kind of a lot somewhat, but like we kind of set a skit like a routine of every Friday hanging out, so that kind of like is something else that I look forward to, and like I try to get everything done before that so that can actually like be present when I'm hanging out with them and not thinking about like, oh my God, I need to go home and like do this or do that. So that's what I like to do.
Yeah, that's definitely some motivation on top of one, having your Friday free, two, having the weekend right after that. Yeah, it gives you that motivation. What about you, Jasmine?
I was gonna, similar to Melanie, I also try to make like time for friends and like relationships and like planning things out. But I also really love walking, and it's like a really good way for me to like ground myself and like remind myself that like walking is beautiful, because I think walking on campus is like more of a hassle, and it feels like, oh God, I have to like go from lecture to lecture. And I am trying to like, if I'm on campus, I'm kind of just like, oh, I should just walk for fun, and I should like go get myself a matcha and then come back and like get my steps in and just like remind myself that exercise is something that I enjoy, and like just a little stroll is so fun and so good for like our bodies. So trying to like make little time for it in my day and like go a long route if I don't have to.
Yeah, where do you like to take walks at, Jasmine? Do you like to go to any parks, or since we're close to the beach, do you like to go to the beach?
Usually I like walk around my neighborhood and I go to a park, but I've been spending a lot of time on campus. So I like walking around the old student center, like going to like the G store or like the coffee cart like place that's outside of there. So good. So just going on like little spots.
Yeah, that place is good. I can't remember the name. Art of Espresso, I think. Yeah, that one, right? I'm like, yeah, that area is generally really nice. I think it's a little woodsy. Like, there's definitely a lot more nature around that area because it's very close to Muir. Yeah. And then Melanie, you said you like to hang out with your friends. Are there any spots that you like to go to, or do you all kind of just like hang out at each other's houses?
We usually just our hangouts consist of eating all the time,
Okay.
like so we just go to like a random like fast food restaurant or like just a restaurant in general, and we just yap each other's ears off for like a good 4 hours. Like it's insane because like you don't really the literally last week we went to Cane's, I think it was, and we got there I think like at 8. They were like closing down, like they were already like closing the store, like it was shift over and we were still there, and I was like, wow, we've been here for quite a while, but like I didn't like it. So yeah.
Wow. That sounds like fun though, and y'all are eating good too. Like,
Yeah.
that is a good combo. Good food and good friends. Is there any food recommendations that you have? Any spot that you'd give a shout out to?
I'm a local and I just know like the most basic fast food places. Like I don't have any hidden gems. Like I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Well, along that note, is there any activities that you'd recommend to someone, let's say someone who is struggling to figure out what they want to do with their time? I know, Jasmine, you said walks. Melanie said hanging out with friends. Are there any activities that, any other activities that you'd recommend? Or any park trails, any walking trails?
I think that like everyone should have a sketchbook or like a little place to doodle. Even if it's, I think there's like this conception that you have to like be good at art to like own a sketchbook, or you have to like be consistent every day and like create beautiful art pieces. But having like a little place to just like doodle and like do little things with your hands, and even if it's not like professional, is good. And like get stuff out of your brain and onto paper. So I think that's something that like we should all have on us. It's like a little tiny sketchbook.
Yeah, for sure. Just like some type of creative outlet. I know I have like a little sketchbook that I've had for years and I have not filled it up, but whenever I get the urge to draw or do anything, doodle, it's on that sketchbook. What about you, Melanie?
I would say kind of just getting sunlight. I feel like as students, like we're so used to being on the computer or yeah, and like doing things where sometimes we're like, oh, like Jasmine, like taking the walks. I feel like I used to do that and then I stopped because my schedules just got so busy, and I feel like I should go back because it really helped like clear your mind. So I would just say being outside, even if you're just sitting there. Like listening to the birds, like they'll definitely recharge you.
Yeah, it's the little things. It's the simple things. But yeah, definitely get that sunlight, or take your vitamins because we don't need no vitamin deficiencies here. And then having you both reflect on your second year and how you managed your time during your second year, is there any advice you'd give yourself to yourself then? Like, let's say if you were struggling with making time for yourself last year. What advice would you give?
I would tell myself to like get off my phone, 'cause I think that I would literally like go home and then go on like TikTok or Twitter and then wake up and go to like school. And now I'm kind of, when I see myself fall into those patterns, I'm like, last year I wish I would have like gone outside more or like read or done something like more myself instead of something very like automatic that we do just naturally now. So yeah, I think I would tell myself with the free time that you have, make it a habit to like engage in something meaningful instead of something very superficial like TikTok or like Instagram and social media.
I agree with what Jasmine said. I feel like getting involved with my free time instead of just acknowledging that I have free time but not doing anything about it. Like that kind of changed it, because I feel like although my schedule is like very busy, like I enjoy being busy, and like keeping myself occupied has helped. So just yeah, get involved.
For sure. Thank you both for sharing. I think even me reflecting back on my time as a second year, I definitely wish I got more involved. I did not get involved on campus until late into my third year, my fourth year. So, yeah, overall piece of advice, get involved now early so that way you can not only like do something with your time but also start creating connections with people, join student orgs. I know that's like a great place to find community, going to visit the different centers on campus. And they all usually have some really cool events that you can take part of. Sometimes they have like arts and crafts events that they already provide supplies. They provide a space for people to talk about different topics. So yeah, definitely get involved on campus. They have so many things to offer.
Yeah, something that I learned like recently was that the rec center has a lot of fun activities that you can just sign up for. Like my friend, she did a surf class and then she did a swim class, and like she's just doing little side quests on the side, side quests on the side. Really, wow. She's just doing side quests and like she's learning tennis now, so that'll be
Whoa.
like thing that people can look into.
Yeah, and is that are those classes that they need to pay for, or do you know if those are covered by student fees?
It's, I believe, like you would only pay like for their, I think they're free for the most part. Like the swimming one, like all she had to buy was a swimming suit because she didn't have a swimming suit, bathing suit, my bad. Yeah. Like she just had to buy that, but like it was basically free because it's like paid with your like student fees every quarter. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, PSA, look up at the rec center. You can take various different classes. I know UCSD also has a partnership with the arts, I believe, where you can take like pottery classes and dance classes and things like that. I'm not quite sure where the website is, but I know that they exist. I know that you can definitely take like pottery classes, which are also for the most part covered by your student fees. So definitely take advantage of the fact that you're paying student fees and take advantage of the perks that UCSD offers. But yeah, with that, we can wrap up our podcast. So again, thank you all for joining us and sticking around. Be sure to check out our workshops that we're having next week. So we're having our Making Major Moves workshop happening on Wednesday, and our cover letter writing workshop happening on next Thursday, February 1st. So if you're looking to get advice on how to write a cover letter, get some help on your current cover letter, definitely consider joining. But yeah, thank you, Jasmine and Melanie, for joining us today.